What's up, it's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, I want to go ahead and just encourage you with this word, which is coming from John chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. And I just thank God as well for bringing us into the month of April. The month of March was truly a month of refreshing. I pray that it was a month of refreshing for you. God truly was doing a great work in us. And by us, I mean all of us. You know, I believe that in a way we are connected, you know, in spirit. And so even though I may not know exactly what it is that you were going through in the month of March, but I believe for you that God was doing something amazing within you that perhaps at the time you didn't quite see it, right? But now you're noticing that indeed God was at work. And so in the month of April, I believe that God is going to continue doing that work in all of us. And I believe that this is a month where God wants us to, again, still be still in his presence and wanting us to make ourselves become like little children. You know, there's a lot of things that is going on in the world, and you can end up just trying to go and doing so many different things to make ends meet and to try to feel like productive and all of that. But I believe God is wanting us to slow down. And this slow down, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not doing anything at all, but it just means that you're moving quite differently. You're moving with great intentions. You're moving to be led by him like never before, because you realize that he is your life. Like Jesus is your life. It's not that he is a part of your life, but he is your life. And that's one of the things that, you know, I really have just been reflecting on, especially this past month, and especially during Resurrection Day Sunday. You know, Jesus died for us. He died in order for our sins to be forgiven, but yet he has given us so much more. You know, he has also have given us his strength, his peace, his joy. So anytime when we feel limited, we can again remember that, you know, we have it all because he gave it all to us. All we need to do is to continue to believe in his finished work and approach the throne room of God, right? Approach the throne room of God with faith because of his loving sacrifice, and know that God, he is faithful to continue to, you know, to bless us, to continue to be our helper, and to make sure that we finish our race strong. And so in the month of April, I believe it is a month of us to just slow down and to really be intentional with the ways that we're making time for God and not being in a rush to leave his presence. And so, you know, I think it's important as well for us to make sure we're making time, not just praying to him, but also praising him, making sure that we are taking time to allow his word to be written right in the tablets of our hearts and mind. Allow his word, excuse me, to soak in us in order for us as well to be nourished in our soul and in our spirit, and to also strengthen our mind. Now, many of you, perhaps you are in a new season, and at times when you're in a new season, you know, or when you hear people are talking about, you know, being in a new season, it seems like it's going to be a season of go, or it's going to be an extravagant season, like big things, right, left and right. But often being in a new season, it means literally being in a new season, not being familiar with a lot of things within that season. God perhaps have completely caused you to change, change address, change cities, change states, change countries, you know, change, you know, friendships, change careers and so forth. And for so many other people, God has changed completely everything in your life. And at times, you know, that, you know, it could overwhelm you if you're not being still in God's presence and allowing God to take the lead, right? And so I believe in the month of April, God is wanting us to, again, still be still in his presence, but this time taking it two steps further by just remaining in him like never before, making that time to read his word, to not only read his word, but declare his word aloud, especially the words that you feel so greatly encourage you. grab hold of that word and declare it over your life, and even write it down, and make sure that, you know, you declare it as often as possible, not just one day, but make sure that each day of the week you're declaring that specific word over and over and over again, with faith and believing that, again, it's true, you know, because it is. And one of the reasons why I believe as well that we ought to do this is because in order for us to be able to survive or even thrive in this new season, we have to be strengthened. And the word of the Lord is what will strengthen us. The word of the Lord is what will build up our faith and help us to produce good fruits. And this is what Jesus was saying concerning himself. You know, in the word of God, we know Jesus as being the word of God made flesh. And he too, in John 15, verse 1 to 4, tells us that he is the vine and we are the branches. And for us to bear good fruit, we have to remain in him. And for us to, you know, bear much fruit, we have to remain in him. And also we have to allow him to prune us, right? And so that's very important. Let's go ahead and read John 15, verse 1 to 4 together. Jesus says here, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you." Love that scripture, verse 3. And then verse 4, he says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Amen. And so I just want to encourage you all throughout the month of April, you know, remain in Christ. Literally take that time to just fellowship with the Lord, even take communion even each week this month of April. Do things a little bit differently than you usually did, right? Perhaps if you spent 5 minutes with the Lord in the morning in prayer, spent 10 or 15 minutes. Let's truly, you know, give more of our time, more of our efforts to God, because as we're doing this, we are remaining in him. And again, he is faithful to prune us in order for us to bear much fruit. And so I just want to tell you again that God, he will complete the work that he started in you. And I just want you as well to remove the pressure off of you. You know, it could be tempting to rush. It could be tempting to, you know, just to go and do so many things because it feels like time is, you know, going very quickly. But I'm sensing that by God's grace, you know, it is a time for us to just really to slow down. And this slowing down is not to become lazy, is not to become stagnant, but it's a slowing down in order for us to be strengthened, right, by Christ himself, in order for us to be strengthened by him, in order to bear much fruit for his glory and for his kingdom. And so I just want you to spend time with your Heavenly Father this month. Spend time with Jesus. Spend time with Holy Spirit like never before. We have to bear in mind that, you know, our lives, you know, is not our own. It belongs to Jesus Christ, you know. And so we need to make sure, like never before, that we know this to be true. And so I just pray that you guys were greatly encouraged by this episode. You know, I'm praying for you, and I pray that, you know, that you would continue to remain encouraged and knowing that God, he has already gone ahead of you. He has already gone ahead of me. And many of the things that perhaps you might have thought would have taken you long, God has already, you know, handled it. And God will continue to make a way for you to attain every blessing that he has for your life. And, you know, sometimes the greatest blessing is not blessings that we're able to see or feel tangibly. Sometimes the blessing is your peace, right? The blessing is, again, joy. It's being, you know, surrounded by your loved ones. It's literally contentment. And again, the blessing could as well as be what you can tangibly touch and see. But again, those blessings too that I just mentioned, they are priceless. And so when God has given us such blessings, we need to continuously just thank him, because that is just wonderful. And so I'm going to continue to pray for you all, and I'm praying and believing that God will continue to do the work that he has started in you in April. I believe that April will be a peaceful month for you, right? And for me, for those of us who are intentionally just making time to be with Elohim, being with our Creator, and I believe that as we're doing this, we will surely see the fruit of it, and we're able to look back at this time and say, wow, look what the Lord did in me. Look what the Lord did for me. And so I pray that you guys would continue to meditate on these scriptures from John 15 and just go ahead and read the entire book of John, not the entire book of John, excuse me, the entire chapter, chapter 15 of the book of John. I want to say one more thing before I close this episode. One of the things too that I've been just noticing is that at times when you're progressing forward, what the enemy will try to do, the enemy will try to remind you of things from the past season just so you can, just so you cannot proceed, right? But God's will is for you to proceed. And so when you see this is happening to you, I want you to go ahead and just ask the Holy Spirit to cause you to just focus on what it is that He wants you to focus on in this season, and just thank God for bringing you into this new season and to bless you to be, again, fruitful within this season. Anytime, again, y'all, if you find yourself, you know, just so full of peace, so full of joy, and then all of a sudden, randomly, you know, something from the past season is coming at you, and this thing is something that you know is not from the Lord, and this thing is something that you know is just going to cause you to be stuck, rebuke it and ask the Holy Spirit again to keep your mind just focused on the new thing that the Lord is doing in your life and around you. And so I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged. God is not done with you yet. The fact that you're still alive, the fact that I'm still alive, God is still working it all out for our good. And so I just pray that you guys would just continue to trust the Lord. He is faithful and He is not going to fail you. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.